Dying Blood Bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I've been set free. Oh, I'm Blood Bond. I am Holy Ghost taught. I'm redeemed. I'm free indeed.
Welcome to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast hosted by Billy Brim Ministries. What you are about to hear is from our 2015 Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference in Branson, Missouri. Stay tuned to the end of our broadcast to find out about this year's 2016 Autumn Assembly of Prayer Conference, starting October 19th through the 24th.
He said, don't just hear it, live it. And then I heard him say, stay filled. Everybody say, stay filled.
Stay filled.
He didn't want me to empty out. He wanted me to stay filled. He wanted me to stay filled with the fullness of God. He wanted me to stay filled with power and operate on a level that the world was not familiar with, just like Jesus did.
Yes, that's it. The body like the head.
The body like the head. Stay filled. That was important. How many believe that's important?
Yes.
The Lord told me then, he told me to tell you now, stay filled. I started... Verses started coming to me. To live is Christ. We know Christ is not Jesus' last name. We know that it is the anointed one and his anointing. Amen. To live is the anointing. Then I heard, in him we live and move and have our being. Who's him? Christ, the head, we're the body. And then I kept hearing, stay filled. Stay filled with my power. And then I remembered when I was preaching about the anointing just years before and all throughout, as he tells me to preach it, he gave me an illustration of a microphone and an amplifier. He said, Chip, you can have the greatest microphone that money can buy. Therefore, you have the greatest equipment. You can have the greatest amplifier that money can buy. You can even be someone who has the knowledge to take it apart and put it back together. But he said, even though you have all this knowledge, and even though you have all this great equipment, if there's no power. Now, we don't want the church to be like this. Come on now. If there's no power, there will be no results. He said power produces results. It's a natural law and it's a spiritual law. Do you believe that? Amen. So he was... reminded me of that. And I thought about that's what Jesus was anointed with. In Acts 10:38, it said, and God anointed Jesus of Nazareth. Why did it call him Jesus of Nazareth? He wasn't Jesus Christ yet. But then he anoints him with the Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost and power. The Holy Ghost and power. He was anointed. Then he goes to that synagogue. The Spirit of the Lord is upon me. For he hath anointed me. Woo! I am anointed. Boy, there's something about speaking that. There's something about speaking that. Amen? You believe that or not? The Lord said, Chip, stay filled with this power. He started reminding me of miracles. He reminded me as I preached the anointing all over the world. We were in Sydney, Australia, and I was preaching it. And this group of little ladies got so excited to hear it. They said, that's what we've been waiting on. We know we have this ministry to lay hands on the sick. And the Lord was going to send just another piece of the puzzle to make it all fit together. And this is it. And so they began to say, we are anointed to lay hands on the sick on a level medical science is not familiar with. All for the glory of God. The motive has to be the glory. Amen. And man, they took off with that thing. And then we got this report. They began to say it every day. They stayed filled with that power and that confession. And a little lady came in their church, not from their church, and she was pregnant. And she rushed in there and very distraught, crying. And they said, what's wrong? And she said, I just came back from the doctor and had an ultrasound and the baby has no brain. And they told me to abort the baby immediately. And the ladies had a different perspective than what you... We need to see things as he sees. Amen. Man, when you're filled with power, you see things differently. When you're filled with and controlled by and running over, there ain't no place for fear to get in there. There ain't no place for doubt. Neither give place. How do you neither give place? Stay filled. They stayed filled. And they were filled with the fullness. Man, they've been speaking. We're anointed, just like Jesus did. He spoke it everywhere he went. I am anointed. Glory to God. And they said, we've been waiting on you. We're anointed to lay hands on the sick. We've been saying it. We're filled, man, with the fullness. And so they got her and said, now, whenever your next appointment is, go back and get it checked up. She did. And she came back running and said, praise God, got a new picture, and 20% of the brain showed up. Well, the doctor said that was nothing medical science did. We're not familiar with it. And but you still need to abort the baby because it's not fair for a baby to be born with 20% of the brain. And she said, uh-uh. And they continued in it and went through another one, and 50 or 60% of the brain showed up. And then they got really close to, and they still tried to talk her into aborting the baby. And she went ahead and had the baby, and it was born with 100% of the brain. Glory to God. And that is also in the medical journals in Australia right now. On a level that the... You have to be filled with power to operate in something like this. You can't be empty one Sunday and then get refilled. Come on now, stay filled. A continual filling. Be being filled with this anointing and this power. Amen. That's where the powerful church is. That's where we operate on this level. That's the glorious church that he's coming for. Amen. Glory to God. Right here. Champions for Christ. We have miracles every year. Man, you need to go to our booth, find out about when it is. God shows up. Billy Brim teaches end times to them. They love it. She's their favorite teacher. And mom brags on it. We bring generals in. We've had Keith Moore in. I mean, we teach and train these young. And there's something about childlike faith that we can learn from. And there was this boy, and he came in a wheelchair, and he had a cast from his hip all the way down to his toe. And he was a star football player of his town. And he had broke his femur bone. Not hairline fracture. Fell off a hay truck. That's what you do in Oklahoma, I guess. And the power of God, it always hits, and we teach him and train him, and we go to levels, man. We go to levels. We expect it. Don't miss it. You know what I'm talking about? He's been to probably all of these testimonies he's seen. And therefore, he gets up and gets out of that wheelchair, and he's got that cast. He said, Chip, I'm healed. He goes, I'm healed. He goes, I'm telling you, I'm healed. And he was the star football player of his team who was number one in the state. And when he got hurt, and it was just before two-a-day practices in the season, and the town just went, oh, no, there went our chances. He was a star. And he goes, I'm telling you, I'm healed. Praise God, the healer's in the house. Those kids just erupted. I mean, we had them coming from this side. What did you get healed? What did you get set free? Woo! And I mean, there was times we'd stay here till 1 to 3 in the morning. Started at 7, want to talk about that. When the power of God's there, you don't care. You don't even know what time it is. Man, you get somebody in the presence and the power of God, you don't want to leave that. My kids love that. We don't water anything down. We train them up as special ops, man. And they're going back in those schools filled with the fullness of God. So he comes up and he's dancing, praising God. And he goes off the side and gets some buddies over there. And we continue this. And him and his buddies get some pocket knives. I Hey, do something, right? And they cut that thing off. And he came back on stage holding that thing. And he's jumping up and down. And we're like, praise the Lord. And I said, keep me informed. So he goes back to his town. He goes to his coach. Coach, I'm ready to play. I can play. What? What do you mean you can play? You got a broken femur bone. No, I had one. God healed me. This wasn't a Christian school. Well, good. But I need a doctor's release. Oh, okay. So he goes back to his family doctor. Family doctor hears about it. They called him, you know, ahead of time. He comes out with the x-ray of that broken femur. I mean, broken femur bone. He comes out with the x-ray and says, I don't want to hear about this you getting healed or God stuff. I don't want to hear about all of this stuff. And as a matter of fact, you and your family are no longer in my practice. And he just told him, get out. So he didn't even test him out. So he can't play football. So he goes to another town. He gets a doctor he didn't even know. He goes, I need you to check out my leg. I need to get a release. Well, what's wrong with it? Nothing. He said, okay, well, let's x-ray it. They x-rayed it, and they couldn't even find a place where it was broken. That's not... And now the rest of the story. Remember Paul Harvey? And so he goes and he's suited up in the game, and they're all there, and they're packed out, and there's Methodist talking to Baptist. Baptists talking to Catholics. Catholics talking to atheists. What happened? God healed him. The whole town. Just this past year, we had a boy. Was he go to your church? Scoliosis? Okay. And there was a boy right here, and we were talking about this. Healer's in the house. He had scoliosis. Never won. He had a big hump on his back. Never stood straight up. And all of a sudden, the power of God hits, and he stands straight up, and he's praising God, and his buddy goes, hey, you're standing straight up. And he goes, your hump's gone. You ain't the hump boy anymore. And he jumps up on stage. He goes, Chip, I had scoliosis all my life. Now I'm free. I used to have a hump. I don't have a hump. Glory to God. Praise the Lord. We teach them how to be filled with and controlled by. And when they leave, stay filled. When you go to your school, stay filled. When you go home, stay filled. Brother, hey, you think this is important, staying filled? Come on now, I'm asking you, don't sit there and think, well, I know this. Don't go there. Just open up right now.
Thank you for listening to the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. What you just heard was from our 2015 Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Join us October 19th through the 24th for this year's Autumn Assembly of Prayer. Joining Dr. Billy Brim in these special meetings will be Kenneth and Gloria Copeland, Lynn Hammond, Chip Brim, and many other special guests. Save the dates and make your plans now to come to Branson, Missouri. For more information, call us at 417-336-4877. To register online, visit our website at billybrim.org, billybrim.org.